வந்தேஹம் ஸ்ரீகுரு.
The following is a conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 8th of January, 1976, in Nellore, India.
This is idea, manorath, my mental speculation, asatur bhava, then come to material. As soon as they will hover over mental consciousness, they remain in the material, because mind is subtle form of matter.
Also, in their evidences, by which they base their dialectic discussions, have they regarded the Vedic scriptures?
Discussion. Suppose I am discussing, you are discussing something, but if I am imperfect, you are imperfect, what is the value of this? That is that. The party discussing something, whether he is perfect. If he is not perfect, then God is saying. He first of all says that any condition soul is defective, and that is admitted. They say, we are not perfect. I think, they say, in my opinion, they say. Never they say, the so-called scientists are definite, and they cannot say it.
That is like Dr. Frog's philosophy.
Yes.
And respecting it.
Simply said. So that kind of discussion, what is the value?
It's always a hypothesis.
In some children discuss some serious subject, what is the value? They are all children in the cradle of nature, that's all. Pratityakriya, that is the word. Pratityakriya, they say children. Sit down here. He has to sit down. Then where is his? And freedom to discuss. Prakriti says, you sit down there, talk about that, get tested. Then what is the value of discussion?
Mainly these Karl Marx, they were angry at the Christian church for exploiting the poor masses. And he is attacked. He's taken vengeance on this.
That they are doing, still they are doing, just like you said, drinking water. They have no philosophy. And they violate everything what is stated there in Bible. Now he says that there is thou shalt not kill, there is thou shalt not murder. They are molding. Now, this homosex, they are sanctioning, man to man marriage, they are sanctioning abortion.
Yes, two homosexuals were married by a priest.
Yes. No,
now they have a church where the priests are homosexuals and the attending people are homosexuals. Now they have churches for homosexuals. That means the priest is a homosexual and the persons who come are homosexuals. Special church for homosexuals.
Yes. Is there religion?
The simple fact that the Christian has to sprinkle water to convert means that they do not have any potency to buy philosophy, to preach them with strong philosophy.
That allowed us to wither away these different countries, and the religionists, they are keeping all the food. They are not distributing it.
If we say that the Russia has no grains, they will say that they are big wheat producers in the southern part. They made contact, I said, we also produce
wheat. They had to purchase wheat from America.
Russia is importing its food grains now.
So why they cannot produce such a big thing?
And Eastern Europe, which is also common, gets all this.
Now what is their explanation? Russia is the biggest country.
Land.
The biggest land. The reason was that there was no rain.
Then you have to depend on when we say Purjanyatana Sambhava. And jagyan bhavati purjanta. That means that's still, you take one side, that ardha kukriti in there. Cut the chicken half and separate the mouth, it is expensive. And keep the rear side, you get eggs. So, this is ardha kukriti in there. This is still does not know that if you separate the mouth, there will be no egg.
Actually, that's depending upon nature.
The word nature should be condemned. That no scientific minded person can say the word nature.
No, they do not know what is nature. Nature is an instrument. And there must be an operator.
Yes.
So that they do not know the operator. Just like a child is thinking, the motor car is going automatically. He does not know there is driving. The child sees that the aeroplane is flying, they think it is automatically going. And there is a pilot, he doesn't know. Similarly, these rascals, they are studying nature, but nature is an instrument only. It is being operated by Krishna. Mahadhakshena Pujiti Ishwati Sacharasa. We have practical experience that without operator, a machine cannot work. So the huge machine, how it is working unless there is operator? That is the meaning.
That's what they were trying to find.
Mūḍha nābhi jānāti māvedha paramam. Find out this one. Mūḍha nābhi jānāti māvedha paramam. Mūḍha, therefore they are all mūḍhas. So, we are not going to be misled by the mūḍhas. That is not possible. We take the instruction of the topmost intelligent person, Krishna. I think our Swarup Damodar has said that. What is the book? He has given Krishna the topmost scientist. Yes. Perceiving the supreme scientist, Sri Krishna. He is doing this.
How do we know that Veda Vyas is not defective like other living beings? How do we know that Veda Vyas is
not defective? Because he is speaking what he has heard from Radha. That was not defective. That's why we are speaking. We are not perfect. We are also ordinary human beings. But people are taking that Bhaktivedanta Swami has done wonder. What is that wonder? I'm speaking Bhagavad Gita as it is. That's all.
Like the Mormon religion in America.
Oh no, don't bring any other.
Well, hey, that's
that is
he claims that an angel.
If you accept, well, we are taking from God. Krishna instructed Brahma, Brahma instructed Narada, Narada instructed Vyasadeva. And therefore you're taking.
So it is a novel.
Huh?
Like Shakespeare wrote Hamlet.
It's mainly a novel for you because we take you as a mula. We don't give any credit. We say, find out this. Mula na vijanati, mame mukha.
I am mula yam na vijanati, lokamama jamariya. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga mahaya samabhrita. I never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent.
Yeah, fool. He does not know Krishna. Therefore he is fool. Is it?
For them I am covered by my eternal creative potency, Yoga Maya. And so the deluded world knows me not, who am unborn and infallible.
So who is foolish define Arjunanti Mama Muddha Manushantana
Mashimana?
So who is a fool that is defined in the other words Arjunanti Mama
Muddha? Manushantana. The one who considers Krishna as ordinary human being, he is Muddha. So, read the Padma.
It may be argued that since Krishna was present on this earth and was visible by everyone, then why isn't he manifest to everyone now? But actually he was not manifest to everyone. When Krishna was present there were only a few people who could understand him to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the assembly of Kurus, when Shishupal spoke against Krishna being elected president of the assembly, Bhishma supported him and proclaimed him to be the Supreme God. Similarly, the Pandavas and a few of
Shishupal couldn't rush him, although Krishna is present there, but Bhishma pushed him. He requires special eyes.
Yes.
So unless you are qualified, how you can see Krishna? This is the point. Krishna is there. And the last guy, Shishupal, could not see. But Bhishma could see. So they say, can you show me God? Even God comes before you. Unless you have got the qualified eyes, you cannot see. There are qualifications required. Pramanjana Churi. And your eye will be anointed with what is that?
Sabbath love.
Whiteness.
Sabbath?
Sabbath.
What is that?
That's what you're
spelling.
S-A-L-B-E.
Oh, Sabbath love, yes. So that is it. You earn that one. Tatparatena Nirmana. Or you have to make your senses purify. Then bhakti will begin. Otherwise, it is karma. If your senses are not purified, then it is karma. There is a difference between karma and premanjana chitana, what is that? Sarvapāsi vinin mutra. If you think yourself that I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahman, I am this, I am that, then you are not upadhi mukta, that you cannot see Krishna. You can see Krishna when you are no more within these upadhis. Pure soul. Brahma, that is real Brahma. To understand the position of the soul and engage the soul in the service of the Lord, then it is better.
What? Similarly, the Pandavas and a few others knew that he was the Supreme, but not everyone. He was not revealed to the non-devotees and the common men. Therefore, in the Gita, Krishna says that but for his pure devotees, all men consider him to be like themselves. He was manifest only to his devotees as the reservoir of all pleasure, but to others, to unintelligent non-devotees, he was covered by his eternal potency. In the prayers of Kunti in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 8th chapter, 18th verse, it is said that the Lord is covered by the curtain of Yogamaya, and thus ordinary people cannot understand him. Kunti prays, O my Lord, you are the maintainer of the entire universe, and devotional service to you is the highest religious principle. Therefore, I pray that you will also maintain me. Your transcendental form is covered by the Yoga Maya. The Brahma Jyoti is the covering of the internal potency. May you kindly remove this glowing effulgence that impedes my seeing your Satchidananda Vigraha, your eternal form of bliss and knowledge. This Yoga Maya curtain is also mentioned in the 15th chapter of the Gita. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in his transcendental form of bliss and knowledge is covered by the eternal potency of Brahma Jyoti, and the less intelligent impersonals cannot see the Supreme on this account. Also in the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 14th chapter, 7th verse, there is this prayer by Brahma, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, O Super Soul, O Master of all mystery, who can calculate your potency and pastimes in this world? You are always expanding your eternal potency, and therefore no one can understand you. Learned scientists and learned scholars can examine the atomic constitution of the material world or even the planets, but still they are unable to calculate your energy and potency, although you are present before them. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, is not only unborn, but he is avyaya, inexhaustible. His eternal form is bliss and knowledge, and his energies are all inexhaustible.